Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown artists that aren't typically associated with the Motown label. This half hour, we'll hear from Rare Earth, The Originals, Undisputed Truth, R. Dean Taylor, The Elgins, Charlene, Shorty Long, Barrett Strong, and Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I wanna be your only man, oh baby. Baby, 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 you don't have to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I wanna talk to you just a little more. I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering, if I'm for real.
But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you, no lie, this is how I feel. Baby, I'm for real.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. Oh Lord, yeah.
Motown Memory from the Undisputed Truth. That was Smiling Faces Sometimes, and that reached number 3 from 1971. Before that, the Originals sang Baby I'm For Real, a number 14 tune from 1969, and we started off this edition of Motown Memories with Get Ready, Rare Earth's version of that song, number 4 from 1970. You found the home of Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon. This entire hour, we're featuring Motown artists that you typically don't associate with the Motown label. Well, coming up, the only top 40 song that this artist ever had, a song called Indiana Wants Me from R. Dean Taylor. Although R. Dean Taylor's 1970 smash song, Indiana Wants Me, was a Motown release, you'd never suspect it from its laid-back country-ish feel. Of course, it did appear on the Rare Earth subsidiary label, where Motown plays its rock acts. But the Canadian-born Taylor had worked for years with Motown as a composer prior to his performing breakthrough. He often collaborated with the great writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland, and he helped to write the song Love Child for the Supremes and All I Need for the Temptations with other songwriters. He was born Richard Dean Taylor in Toronto in 1939 and was a country enthusiast during his formative years. Brian Holland brought R. Dean Taylor into the Motown label, and he reportedly had an uncredited hand in composing the Holland, Doja, and Holland classics Standing in the Shadow of Love and Seven Rooms of Gloom and the Supremes' Love Is Here and Now You're Gone. Well, here is R. Dean Taylor right here on Motown Memories. To talk to.
Tom with your requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
To paradise, but I've happened to me.
Hey, you know what paradise is? It's a lie. A fantasy we create about people and places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's truth. That's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter from the sweet. I spent my life exploring the subtle hole.
A great song by Charlene, I've Never Been to Me. That was her only top 40 song, and that reached number 3 from 1982. Before that, the Elgins had a number 50 tune in 1966, Heaven Must Have Sent You. And we started with R. Dean Taylor, Indiana Wants Me, number 5 from 1970, and his only top 40 song. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we continue to feature Motown artists that you typically don't associate with the Motown label. Typically, when you think of Motown, you think of the Four Tops, or the Supremes, or the Temptations, or Marvin Gaye. But these artists are great artists nonetheless. Well, coming up, a great catchy tune by Shorty Long. Well, Shorty was diminutive in stature, but treetop tall when it came to talent. Frederick Long was a great singer whose best waxings for soul had a happy, infectious party vibe. He was born in 1940 in Birmingham, Alabama. The multi-instrumentalist got his nickname for obvious reasons. He stood an inch over 5 feet tall. He was influenced by Little Willie John and Johnny Ace, as well as his Baptist upbringing. Well, Shorty played piano in local clubs before heading north to Detroit in 1959. His life was cut short tragically in 1969 at the age of 42 during a boating accident. Here is Shorty Long, right here on Motown Memories.
Hear ye, the court's in session, the court's in session. Now here come the judge, here come the judge.
Here come the judge,
stop beating that fudge. Cause here come the judge. Don't nobody budge. Cause here come the judge. Judge Shorty is presiding today, and he don't take no stuff from nobody, no kind of way. Hey boy, take off that hat. Where do you think you're at? I know where you gon' be if you don't heed my plea. I'm here to tell you.
Guilty.
Got two. Yes, here come the judge. They thought it was they high. Yes, here come the judge. I'd rather be lost in the jungles of Brazil than to face the judge this morning the way he feels. Here come the judge, y'all. Here come the judge now. Don't nobody much, 'cause here come the judge.
Everybody gonna the time today.
Motown memory, the home of Motown memory from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown memories with Tom Fallon. Great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Before, and I'd like to get
Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers with a song called Does Your Mama Know About Me? And that reached number 29 from 1968, their only top 40 song. Well, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, produced this song after having found them at a place called the Elegant Parlor in their Canadian hometown. Well, Taylor himself made a discovery in 1968 while performing in Gary, Indiana. Five youngsters with the surname Jackson, who he recommended Berry Gordy, of course, that's the Jackson Five. He was also the co-author of this song, Does Your Mama Know About Me? But he found further fame as one half of the stone rock comedians Cheech and Chong. Well, before that, we heard a great song by Barrett Strong, an early Motown song called Money, That's What I Want, later covered by many artists, including the Beatles, and that reached number 23 from 1960. And we started with Shorty Long, Here Comes the Judge, number 8 from 1968. The theme of that song came from a very popular television show back then in the United States called Rowan and Martin's Laughing. This is Tom Fallon with Motown Memories, and we've been featuring Motown artists who you don't usually associate with the Motown label. Well, coming up during the next half hour, some great Motown artists, right here on Motown Memories.